if you really want to watch something really sensational, you want to tune in tonight, Oshawa Kelowna Memorial Cup. The Oshawa Generals unbeaten. Man, they took apart Erie, and Connor McDavid was great, but they took apart Erie. The Oshawa team is something. They win tonight against Kelowna. They will be unbeaten, and they will go directly to the finals. They will pass go. They will collect $200. Oh, wait, you can't do that when you're a junior. Talk a little bit more about junior hockey and the Memorial Cup. A guy who's drawing all the tough assignments in Quebec City, end of May. That's a tough place to be. Our good friend Jeff Merrick, how you doing?
Oh, it's nice here, Bruce. How are you? Yeah, and also, by the way, if Kelowna beats, you ready for this? Because a ton of tiebreak scenarios here. If Kelowna beats Oshawa tonight by 2 goals, Kelowna automatically goes to the final.
There you go.
So there's a lot on the line tonight.
Just like the, it's just like the Brier where they have these page 2 and page 3 play and things. It sounds like the Brier opportunities.
I know. It's insane. We've been going through all these tiebreak scenarios. Well, what happens if, you know, Kelowna wins tonight and Rimouski beats Quebec tomorrow? What's the tiebreak scenario? What's the semifinal? I mean, it's a 4-team tournament round robin. So there's a number of tiebreaks that, and I didn't get into sports to do math, but here I am, Bruce.
Flames fans are going to want me to talk about Hunter Smith, and I will in a minute, but different cities have different reactions to hosting the Memorial Cup. Sometimes a slightly bigger city doesn't always get crazy about the Memorial Cup. What's the atmosphere been in Quebec City, the Vieille Capitale?
Yeah, it's great. Yesterday, I mean, whenever the Ramparts are playing, there's 10,000 in the building. We take that and tuck it away. Last night, there were just under 7,000 for Rimouski, who's, you know, been the number one rival for the Ramparts for a number of years now, as they got trounced by the Kelowna Rockets. But you've been here before, you know, the hockey fans. They're really smart fans. They're educated fans. They cheer at all the appropriate places. They boo at all the appropriate places. And everywhere you go, there's that, you know, that mist of the Memorial Cup everywhere, whether it's, you know, signs on bus shelters or fans wearing Ramparts jerseys or flags all over the city. It really has, you know, turned itself upside down here for the week and a half that is the Memorial Cup.
Good. I know that the Memorial Cup or Toronto is immune to the charms of the Memorial Cup, but
yep.
Some places don't. It doesn't play. I'm glad it's playing there. I can't imagine a better place to be at this time of year. And you're right. It's a wonderful hockey city. Let's talk a little bit about Hunter Smith. Second round pick, 54th overall, playing for the Oshawa Generals. Not necessarily on the starting line, but a guy who's drawing a lot of attention. And I get a lot of people here. Their hearts are beating fast watching.
Yeah. And for good reason. Big Rig is his nickname, and he is large. I mean, when you get a chance to look at a 6'6" winger bearing down on you, and he loves to throw his body around as well. Flames fans are going to really like the kind of game that Hunter Smith brings. He plays on a line with Cole Castles and Bradley Latour, and that's the line that DJ Smith, the Oshawa head coach, puts out against when he has last change, puts out against the other team's top line. So that was the line that went out there and shut down Connor McDavid in the Erie series. And that'll be the line if DJ Smith can get the change, even though he doesn't have last. That's Kelowna's the home team tonight. That's the line that'll be up there against Leon Draisaitl, Rourke Chartier, and Nick Merkley.
Yeah, it's always interesting in the Memorial Cup, too. You get guys who'll be playing on the same line, and in the next year they'll be against each other in other organizations. Yeah. Of course, Cole Castle, son of Andrew Castles, big prospect now. Obviously, he's taken some big steps forward for Vancouver. The two guys could be meeting a little bit in the future.
Yeah, they can. And the one thing you notice about, you see this all the time with second generation guys. They just get the little things. They get the little things on the ice, you know, the defensive responsibility, the play away from the puck. And he blocked a shot in that last game against Quebec. And it was late in the third period. It's a tie game. And we thought, okay, that's it for him. Maybe not just for the game, but maybe the entire tournament. Went back to the bench, like writhing in pain.
Yes.
Two shifts later, he's back out there, wins two key draws. And the Oshawa Generals win in overtime. That's the kind of guy that Cole Castles is, and he turned himself into one of the premier shutdown centermen in the entire CHL. He's really, to your point, Bruce, he's really taken steps and strides the last couple of years. But one more thing on Hunter Smith, if I can just interject too,
that'll
get Flames fans even more excited. I remember when he was drafted by the Windsor Spitfires, and then Jeff Toohey, when he was running the Oshawa Generals, made a trade to bring him in. And I remember the first time I saw Hunter Smith play, I said to myself, there's no way this guy's going to last in the NHL. The skating's not there. The skill's not there. He's gangly. He's awkward. He may be the most, probably is, probably is the most improved player in the OHL in the last 3 years. Like the strides, and it's all hard work too, and growing into his body. But the way that Hunter Smith has worked to improve his game is almost second to none. He's not, you know, overly gifted with the most skill, but I'll defy you to find anyone else in the CHL that works as hard as Hunter Smith.
Talking with Jeff Merrick, future inductee into the Mount Pleasant and Jarvis Hall of Fame in downtown Toronto. Local humor
The Rogers campus, Bruce.
Rogers campus, yes. Give us a sense about the Kelowna team. They're such a machine in the West. Junior teams go up and go down, supposedly dependent on the talent, but Kelowna, they figure out a way to do it, don't they?
Yeah, and it's always predicated on the back end as well. And, you know, Bruce Hamilton, who's the owner and general manager of the team, goes out of his way to bring in character kids. You know, there's very seldom do you ever hear of problem kids coming out of Kelowna. And they did break with tradition. For the first time in 24 years, Bruce Hamilton traded a first-round pick. That was to bring in Leon Draisaitl from Prince Albert. But he never does that. I mean, all these guys are all players, pretty much overwhelmingly, really, that were drafted by Kelowna and went through the entire system. They don't trade a lot. They really sort of nurture and foster their own. And Bruce Hamilton has always made the point that they go for good kids, not just highly skilled kids.
And, of course, they've got a Calgary guy who's a lot of people are talking up in the draft, Mr. Merkley, who just coincidentally might be available in the Flames draft. Tell us about your impressions of him.
He has one of the most unique skill sets in the entire draft. And I know the Flames are pretty excited if he's available. I'd expect Calgary to grab the winger from Kelowna. He has this really unique skill set in that he is a playmaking winger. Now, yesterday he finished twice and beautiful goals and hitting the puck in his skates and up to his stick and really showed some nice finish. But that's not his calling card. His calling card is that he is a setup man from the wall. And very few wingers do that. Mainly that's a caveat of the centerman. He may be small in stature, and he is, but the skill set's high. He is a machine. He never stops moving his feet. And we're not in the conversation with Connor McDavid or Jack Eichel, but he really is a wonderfully gifted passer. And to watch him on a line with Leon Draisaitl and Rourke Chartier, the San Jose Sharks prospect, really is something. Don't expect him to finish a ton. Expect him to be the setup guy.
Talking to Jeff Merrick, who is in Quebec City for the Memorial Cup. All the action, of course, will be on Sportsnet tonight. Just go around your dial, find out which channel it's on. It's on a bunch of them. Can't miss it. My colleague Rob Kerr likes to say that the Memorial Cup isn't necessarily the biggest scouts opportunity. By this point, a lot of them have made up their mind already. But tell us about some guys who might be changing people's minds going into the draft who you're seeing here at the tournament.
Yeah, there's not. I mean, this is a really mature tournament as well. We don't see a lot of draft eligible kids, and the one, I mean, Nick Merkley is the highest ranked. You have Dmytro Timoshov of the Quebec Ramparts, who would probably be the second ranked prospect in all this. But he's not ticketed to go until the second or maybe the third round. The backup goaltender for Quebec is Kalen Booth. He plays behind Zach Fucali. He's draft eligible as well. But this really isn't a tournament this year where, you know, the premium is on kids that are going in the draft. I think Merkley is doing himself a load of good. It's bizarre that, you know, towards the end of the season, some people started, scouts anyway, started to sour on Nick Merkley. But the first couple of games here, and specifically last night in taking apart Rimouski, Nick Merkley really was, you know, head and shoulders above everybody else on the ice. And that includes Madison Bowie and Leon Draisaitl. So it's still early on, but the one guy who's, you know, getting people to notice him again is Nick Merkley of Kelowna.
Live from the MasterCard Memorial Cup, our good friend.
You get the branding in. There
I have
go.
To get the brand. Well, you know, I come in and come out. And somebody just came and whacked me upside the head and said, somebody's got to pay your big salary when you're here.
That's right. You got to keep the lights on, Bruce.
Yeah, the bag of peanuts. We had a little chat with Paul Hamilton earlier in the show about what's going on with the Buffalo Sabres. A lot of people feeling that they were kind of hard done by, that they got used by Mike Babcock, et cetera. What's your sense of the Buffalo situation? Who's the guy to go in there and make that right?
I always thought that the long-term play here was going to be Luke Richardson. And there's the association there with Tim Murray. Luke's done a great job in Binghamton and finishing up a lot of those kids you see on the Ottawa Senators right now, whether it's, you know, Stone or Zibanejad or Cody Ceci, these types of players. Because more than anything else, I think the Buffalo Sabres need someone that can coach kids. You don't have a bunch of veterans on this team. You know, with all due respect to Josh Georges, you don't have, this isn't a veteran-laden team. This is a team full of kids. and it'll be built around, you know, the stars down the middle, which will be, of course, Jack Eichel, will be Sam Reinhardt, and will be Zemgus Girgensons. Really young men. You have a young blue line with Nikita Zadorov and the Finnish kid, the big tall kid, Ristolainen. So you have a lot of young kids. You need someone there that can relate to a younger hockey player and can teach a younger hockey player. For my money, Luke Richardson seems to be the guy, although considering how they struck out on the Babcock sweepstakes, it wouldn't surprise me if Terry Pegula, and we've seen him do it before, throws money around to try to bring in a sexy name behind the bench. And, of course, the name Dan Bylsma is out there.
Yeah, I don't know. I think if they go sexy, they're missing the point. There's a couple of years to go.
There's a couple. 100%. You know what? There's still a lot of pain coming up for the Buffalo Sabres. They're not even close to being there, but the future does look bright. Get someone that can coach kids. Don't worry about having a sexy name behind the bench.
Final and brief question for you. Since you've been in Quebec City, best meal in Quebec City. What are you eating there? Come on. It's a great food place.
You know what? There was a what's the name of it? Italian place that I went to two nights ago, right beside the Opera House. I'm blanking on the name, but so we finished up our meal, me and John Shannon. So we finished up our meal and we're about to walk out of the place and some of the opera singers come in. And within about a half a glass of wine, two of them are singing. And honestly, it's a postcard moment. It's the walking cliche of Quebec City, the most European city in all of Canada. We're having a glass of wine, listening to fine opera in this, you know, under out of the way, you know, basement restaurant in Quebec City as we lead out to cobblestone streets and then into the night. But that was probably the best meal that I've had so far.
Okay, now I officially hate you.
Hey, listen, we still love you, bud.
No. It's a great place to be. It's a great hockey town. It's a great town. If you've never visited, certainly worth going to. And we'll be watching you guys through the weekend. I do appreciate you taking the time on a game day to come and talk to us.
Hey, call anytime. Thanks, Bruce. Good to be on with you.